Bloomington, Indiana is home to the number one ranked men's college basketball team, the Indiana University Hoosiers. The Cardinals of Louisville, Kentucky are ranked number two, and up until this week, the team at number three in the polls was the Kentucky Wildcats in Lexington. That's three top teams in a 170-mile stretch. Reporter Ann Marshall recently hit the road to see where fan loyalties lie in this relatively small geographic area.
First, I drive north, across the Ohio River, from Kentucky into Indiana. 10-15 miles over the border, both University of Louisville and Indiana University flags pop up in neighborhoods. So I head for Starlight, a tiny agricultural pocket 24 miles northwest of Louisville and home to Huber's Farms and Winery.
Okay.
A market stocked with produce, jams, and sweets sits among 600 acres of orchards run by the Huber family for six generations. Where roots run deep, so do loyalties.
My name is Dana Huber, and I graduated from Indiana University, so I'm definitely an IU fan.
Huber was a student when the team won their last national championship in 1987. Shortly after that, IU's dominance faded. But in her hometown of Starlight, along with neighboring towns of Borden and Salem, population in all three about 7,000, devotion remained. It's like that from Starlight North, she says. You can spot it in the hilly terrain. Red and white mailboxes, IU license plates, and bumper stickers.
Yeah, it's part of the landscape. You know, Indiana's all about basketball.
Bloomington may be 80 miles away, more than twice as far as Louisville. But this is the land of the IU season ticket holder. And every May, the Hoosier men's basketball team, along with their coach Tom Crean, return the favor, coming down to Huber's as part of a statewide tailgate tour. Around 800 eager local fans greet them, passionate about their home state team. It's a lot like the energy around a hometown team. On a blacktop court in downtown Louisville, a group of kids put their pickup game on hold and look at me like I'm a little crazy when I ask them why they love the Cardinals.
We live in Louisville. That's what makes
sense. Yeah, we live in Louisville.
Devin, a tall, lanky 13-year-old, explains a little further.
Anybody that was basically born in Louisville loves Louisville. There's no way that you can be born in Louisville but go for Kentucky. It just won't connect.
But Louisville isn't entirely a bubble. Kentucky fans live here, too. Though they're in the minority, say Devin and two other players who returned to their game.
Down.
So where does UK territory begin? Many draw the line at Louisville's city limits. Much like in Indiana, state school pride grows where populations taper. On a Friday night, I head towards Lexington, stopping in Shelbyville, a small agricultural city of 14,000, about 30 miles east of Louisville. At a strip mall sports bar, UK basketball plays on eight televisions. A U of L and UK flag hang near beer taps.
Need a menu, Keith.
But bartender Scott Murphy, in a royal blue UK shirt, says Wildcat country definitely starts around Shelbyville. He breaks it down by percentages and counties. Jefferson County encompasses Louisville.
I'd say Jefferson County's probably 65, 35, you know, U of L fans. Once you get out here, it's probably 60, 40 UK to U of L. Another county over, it starts getting 85, 15.
Shut your mouth. We didn't ask you no questions.
Don't worry. That sounds like a real argument brewing. But Murphy and bar regular Damon Harris, wearing the black and red of Louisville, have built a friendship on split loyalties. As UK stops Lafayette College, the two exchange colorful words over UK's former coach, who now coaches U of L, Rick Pitino. They argue about whose fan base is more visible.
When's the last time the Big Blue Nation has come to Shelbyville?
We always in Shelbyville, baby. What are you talking
When has the Kentucky Caravan come to Shelbyville?
Harris, who sips a margarita, is used to these sharply divided loyalties. He sits elbow to elbow with his girlfriend, Debbie Bailey, who proudly displays a Kentucky sweatshirt. She's draped their home in UK blankets. He claims a cardinal red bathroom. Even their flag that hangs outside reflects dual ties.
But on the way the flag faces the street, Louisville's on top, Kentucky's on the bottom.
He's really a Kentucky fan underneath.
You're shaking your ahead.
I've been born and bred Louisville. There is no Kentucky. I live in the state of Kentucky. That's all I recognize.
Proving that where geographic boundaries may blur, fans always know what side they're on. For Only a Game, I'm Ann Marshall.